Chicago show. We can tell you where to go. You should dial your radio to the Skinny and Hooley show. It's the Skinny and Hooley show.
Listoon, 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 Varna. Oh, Listoon, Varna. Listoon, 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 Varna. How's it going there, everybody from Cork, New York, Dundalk, Gorta Hawk and Glenamaddy? Here we are in the County Clare, and it's a long, long way from here.
Hey,
to there.
How's it going, everybody? Welcome
there's the
once
burn,
again to the Skinny and Hooley Show.
And the
I'm your old friend Mike Houlihan, and with me, as always, my old buddy, my pal, my friend, Mr. James Skinny Sheehan. Skin, what do you say?
Hey, happy St. Patrick's Day, Hooley.
Oh, my God, Skinny. It's Bedlam here. We're here. Lizzie McNeil's. Hey, you're listening to Skinny and Hooley Show. We're brought to you by Flood Brothers Disposal, our old pal Bob Flood. We're coming at you out of Cicero, Illinois, WCEV. We're Chicago's ethnic voice, 1450 on your AM dial. We're on Facebook, we're on Twitter. We're streaming online at WCEV1450.com. And if you ever miss a show, folks, you can always catch the podcast usually at WCEV1450.com and SkinnyHooley.com. All right, now what's going on?
Hey, Hooley, we got a very special guest, a group of guests here. The world-famous Shannon Rovers, founded in 1926.
And
they're going to do a little tune for us, Hooley. Yes, the great Shannon Rovers, founded by Tommy Ryan in 1926.
Thanks to Tommy Finnegan, who's leading them
tonight.
Yes,
thanks, Tommy. And
Tommy has an old expression, and he goes into a party, and he says, we're going to play for 10 minutes. If you don't pay us, we're going to pay for 30 minutes.
All right, thank you, guys. Thanks very much. And
well done.
Well done. You know the Shannon Rovers have played for 12 presidents.
I heard that. That's all right.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
So.
God bless them all. Hey, they'll be in the parade.
We're really
today.
Honored to have a real special guest here with us tonight.
Declan Hurley.
Declan, how are you?
Gentlemen,
Mr. Mayor, the Mayor of Cork, right?
The Mayor of Cork.
God, he looks like Brendan O'Brien,
doesn't he? Yeah, you got to get up close to that microphone,
right,
Declan.
Right on the mic. There you go.
Right, guys.
Welcome, Falcha. Welcome to Chicago.
Graf Mahagot. Ta Ahas Moor Orem Gurev Mian Shot here on Ehis Beshielta.
Yeah, right.
Yes, whatever you said, yes.
Is this your first trip to Chicago?
No, second trip. I was back here in 2012 as deputy mayor at the time.
Oh, good.
And always wanted to come back, and this year I got my wish to come back as mayor of the county.
Well, we're so glad to have you. When did you get into town?
Got in this morning. We spent the last 4 days in Detroit.
Bet you're glad to come to Chicago after being in Detroit.
No comment.
He's a diplomat. So how long are you staying?
We're staying here until Monday. We'll go back to Ireland on Tuesday.
Well, go very back good. And tell them Chicago loves them.
How is Cork doing?
Cork is doing very well. Look, we've had, I suppose, difficult a number of years with the recession back home. But thankfully, that's passed. We've turned a corner. And things are on the up. And I think, look, we're open for business. That's the best message I can say. Tourism, economic development. I'd say we're open for we're game ball.
The tourism is crazy this year, isn't it?
Very much so. Well, tourism has always been crazy in Ireland. I think it's one of the main attractions in Europe. And we had very lucky last year. We actually Spike Island, which is just a little island off Cork, has been voted the best European attraction. And it was in for a global award as well too. We didn't get that, but the fact it was voted the best European attraction augurs very well for tourism in Cork.
Now, are you the mayor of Cork City or County Cork?
Cork County.
Oh,
yes. Wow.
Yes. Oh, okay.
You're a big shot. Well, that's great. And how long have you been in politics? You look like you're about 15 years old.
I don't feel it. This is my ninth year. We live two terms. It's a five-year term back home, and we actually go for re-election next year, May of next year. We go for re-election for a new term. This is my ninth year. Again, not really in it for the politics. I'm a community activist. I'm a doer as opposed to a talker. And here I am on the radio talking to yourselves. But what drives me really is getting projects done, getting issues addressed for people, be it medical cards, getting roads repaired, housing grants, whatever. That's my forte, and that's what drives me. Obviously, we have to play politics in the game, but it's not my main drive.
You know, Declan, I did all kinds of research today, and I thought this was who was going to show
no,
up.
That's
who's
not
that guy?
That is Tony Fitzgerald. He's the Lord Mayor of Cork City.
Because
Cork County is so big, it takes two mayors to run the joint.
Course, yeah.
Very good. Well, if you have to learn about elections, you've come to the right place.
And the right time, too.
Yeah, the right time, yeah.
Real hot and heavy here. You know what? We're doing a Skinny and Hooley tour to Ireland in October. We're going to be hitting Cork. We're staying in Cork City at... The Clayton Hotel. Clayton Hotel in Cork City.
Smack bang in the middle.
Yeah,
that's
good
beautiful.
Location. Very central.
We're going
My father went through Cork when he came to America in 1929. That was the last time. He went back to Ireland a couple times.
Okay.
But
have you been back yourself?
Oh,
yeah,
he goes every year.
We go every year.
Yeah.
Great. Excellent.
I ran the Dublin Marathon there 2 years ago.
That's more than I've done.
It's a lot of fun.
And
yeah, but you played football or something, didn't you?
We do play football, hurling, basketball. We play a certain amount of hockey as well too. But football and hurling are the main sports. Gaelic football.
Yes, of course.
Obviously, we have the All Ireland every September. The coveted Sam Maguire Cup, which comes from Sam Maguire himself hailed from West Cork, from Domenway, where I come from myself. And it's a big hype up, and it'll be starting off now. The championships will be starting the next number of weeks, and it's played on the second Sunday in September.
Isn't there like a big convention center that you guys just finished in Cork?
Not quite finished. We're hoping to start it soon.
Oh, okay.
So it's been a bit of a... Yes, it has been a contentious issue, but I think we're ironing out the wrinkles, so to speak.
Okay.
But hopefully, before years out, the sod has been turned, but you only turn the sod once.
Yeah.
And hopefully, before the year's out, we'll have construction started.
Oh, good. Now, who'd you bring with you this trip?
The former mayor, Councillor John Paul O'Shea, who you probably would have interviewed last year with the former mayor, Councillor Seamus McGrath. Seamus is on his way to New York at the moment to celebrate.
Who was the deputy mayor last year?
The deputy mayor.
The mayor, somebody had to leave for a funeral, and we had the deputy mayor. Very funny guy.
That would have been Councillor Joe Carroll from
that's
West Cork.
Joe Carroll.
Yeah, he was a character.
Oh,
a colourful character.
Yeah, very good.
Is he
good
here tonight?
No, he's not. He's
okay.
He's actually chairman of the municipal district back home in West Cork. So he's holding the fort while I'm away in West
Please
Cork.
Please give him our best.
Yeah,
we'll do.
Paddy Holman is going to be joining us later tonight during the show. He's a Cork man, and he's now based here in Chicago. Just a terrific Irish tenor.
And he sang last year.
He sang the banks of my own lovely Lee, and I thought... Joe Carroll was going to lose his mind.
Yeah,
he loved it.
He loved
so
it.
So we had a lot of fun with him. Yeah. And he'll sing it tonight, I'm sure.
We might be able to join in, give him a bit of a backing.
We want everybody to join in. So you're going to the parade, obviously. Well, this broadcast's on Saturday at 3 o'clock. The parade is Saturday. You'll be stepping it off at noon. You're probably right there in the front line of the parade.
I'll be taking part in the parade itself. I'll be leading it off from the Cork delegation. And when we get to the viewing stand, I'll join the other dignitaries on the viewing stand and view the rest of the parade from there. So really looking forward to that.
Yeah.
And I'm also taking part in the greening of the river as well, too, in the morning. So that's
Are
going to be exciting.
In the boat?
I'm getting in the boat.
Oh, very good.
Oh, that's right by Lizzie's, too.
It is indeed. Yeah. I missed it the last time I was here 6 years ago. Missed it by a few minutes. Oh. So this year, I'm not going to miss this one.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's very interesting. They've been doing that forever.
Well, we see Jimmy Coyne is here, the head of the local 130 Plumbers Union, and those are the guys who started that years and years and years ago. So they oversee that, the greening of the river.
And the plumbers know how to make the river green.
Yes, they do. They make a lot of things green.
Right. Right. But, Declan, we really appreciate you coming on the
show.
Where
are you staying? Are you staying at the Drake?
Yeah, in the Drake.
All right, the Drake takes good care of you.
Did you talk to Cullum O'Callaghan? No, Cullum's at the...
Cullum's now in L.A. He was at
the other guy. We know his brother. We see him in Dalkey.
O'Callaghan.
Dalkey. Dalkey. His brother is the GM at... did you meet the GM at the Drake?
We came in today and we just basically dropped our bags and went out the door again. So hopefully,
well, tell him you're on Skinny's radio show with Holy Skinny and Holy.
I'll tell him that.
He'll just go crazy.
I think we're due to meet with him tomorrow afternoon when we're back at the hotel. But it's just being, I suppose, we were kind of late coming in today, but we had other functions and events to go to. So it's just case drop bags and go.
Right,
so we're on the go.
Right, you're on a whirlwind tour. Oh, there's Patty Holman right there. So we'll introduce you to him later in the show.
Yeah.
Well, we want to wish you welcome.
Well, yes.
We're glad you're here.
Thanks, guys.
Every year the Cork delegation stops in on our show. We're honored that you guys do. Just great to have you. Chicago loves the Irish.
And go back and tell everybody about Chicago. This is the best American city. It really is. I'm not just saying that. It's
and can we look you up when we come to Cork in
October? Be sure to do that. I'd love to join again back home in Cork. When you are visiting Cork, it would be great. As I say, looking forward to celebrating St. Patrick's Day here in Chicago. The last time I was here, it was a blast, and no doubt it will be even bigger and better. Unfortunately, we will be missing it back home, but we're better to celebrate here with all the American-Irish here in Chicago on St. Patrick's Day.
All right, Declan Hurley. Declan Hurley, the
maybe
Lord
Hurley,
Mayor.
Maybe you would bring him a present from Chicago, like last year, to Declan at the City of Cork. That would be real nice.
Certainly.
A surprise, a surprise.
We'll bring a surprise.
I like surprises.
All right, great. Declan, thanks so much.
You,
this is great.
Pleasure. Thank you very much.
All right, good. Thanks very much.
Okay, you're listening to the Skinny and Hooley Show. It's crazy here.
We're
this
coming
is our
live
Day
from Lizzie McNeil's.
Everybody's here. It's just a whirlwind, the folks here. We're going to take a little break. Before we take the break, Skinny, I got to do this. Our friend John Maher is running for judge. And I want to make sure everybody votes for John. John Maher is a career prosecutor for 24 years, a supervising attorney. He putting gang leaders and murderers behind bars, just what we want him to do. John's father and grandfather served as Chicago police officers. John prosecuted the attacker of Natasha McShane, getting a 90-year sentence. And Sheila McShane, Natasha's mother, has endorsed John's campaign. Remember that. John's the guy who prosecuted Natasha McShane's attacker. John is endorsed by the Chicago Fraternal Order of Police, the Chicago Firefighters Union, and Cook County Sheriff's Union. Remember to vote for John Maher countywide on March 20th. Punch 1-2-3, or in early voting as well, punch 1-2-3. Our old pal, John Maher, you couldn't have a better judge. God bless him.
He's also endorsed by former Sheriff Michael Sheehan.
That's right.
Yes.
Paid for by friends of John Maher.
Hey, you know, there's some great people here today. I just want to mention real quickly, Forbes McCormick is here.
Always.
This buddy, Jimmy Hayes. Got the girls from Special Olympics.
Neil Hartigan's here.
Neil Hartigan.
With his son, John,
the Attorney
is here.
General's son, John. Neil's a longtime leader in Chicago.
Yeah.
We got Julia Jameson here with Natalie Hill and Hannah Monte.
From
the ladies
Special Olympics.
That did all the work on our polar plunge. I want to thank them, too. So And you mentioned Jimmy Coyne is here, and our good buddy Cliff Carlson is also here.
And there's Maura Connors, last year's queen.
Hi, she's the best.
Hi,
Maura.
Doing?
I saw your mom a little earlier, Maura. She's here, too. But thank you for stopping by.
You look great. You look gorgeous. Okay, we got to take a break. We'll take a break here on the Skinny and Hooley Show, St. Patrick's Day show. So stick around. We'll be right back after these messages from our friends.
Attention commercial business owners, industrial business owners, restaurateurs, apartment, condominium, and building maintenance managers. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Service wants to earn your business. When was the last time you checked your garbage disposal rates? How about making a call or emailing for a free quote today at 773-626-5800 or online to floodbrothersdisposal.com. Flood Brothers is one of the last family-owned and operated solid waste recycling and yard waste firms serving metropolitan Chicagoland. Flood Brothers specializes in expert personalized service, extremely competitive pricing, and is backed by the Flood Brothers family name. Call Flood Brothers today. There's no charge other than a phone call to get a free quote. Call 773-626-5800 or go online to floodbrothersdisposal.com. When your name is on the trucks, you work harder to satisfy every customer. Call 773-626-5800. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Service. Your garbage and recycling waste is their bread and butter.
Our friend Jack Haggerty is running for judge. For those of us around the Irish community for the last half century, the Haggerty family has been part of our lives every Saturday morning. Jack and his family have been carrying on the tradition his dad started over 60 years ago with their weekly radio show, the Haggerty Family Irish Hour. That kind of unselfish commitment to our community is exemplified in Jack's legal career. He deserves our support in this election. Lord knows he's earned it. I'm asking you to join us in voting for Jack Haggerty for judge on March 20th. You won't find a better candidate on the ballot than our friend Jack Haggerty. Sure, he's got all the credentials, diplomas, endorsements, and qualifications, but beyond that, Jack Haggerty has the soul and disposition of an Irish gentleman. He's on our side, and he will always do the right thing. So go ahead and look up all his stats at jackforjudge.com. But take it from me, Jack Haggerty's the real deal. We need judges like Jack in Cook County. So do us all a favor and vote for Jack Haggerty for judge on Tuesday, March 20th, or an early vote and start on March 5th. Thanks. Paid for by citizens to elect Jack Haggerty.
There's only one Irish pub on the Chicago River, and that's Lizzie McNeil's at 400 North McClure Court. We spend a lot of time there taping the Skinny and Hooley show at Lizzie's almost every Wednesday night. You can escape the hustle and bustle of Navy Pier and relax at Lizzie McNeil's. Our old pal John Wren is your host. Please say hello when you stop by for one of their ice-cold brews in an authentic Irish pub. One visit and you'll be calling it your hometown hangout. We've been hanging at Lizzie's for going on 7 years now, so join us. When the weather gets nice, they have two outdoor patio areas where you can take advantage of the sunshine and a cafe menu of salad, sandwiches, and appetizers. Lizzie's also has a great private party room that's perfect for birthdays, graduations, and most nights at Lizzie's, you can meet the elite of Chicago's Irish-American community. So stop by Lizzie McNeil's soon, right by the river. Tell them you were sent by Skinny and Hooley. With a history going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. And they've been helping the Irish-American community of Chicagoland for just as long. Skinny and Hooley Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish-American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150.
Smith Village, located in the Beverly neighborhood, is a life plan community that's backed by the strength and experience of Smith Senior Living. At Smith Village, we offer a full continuum of care. Retirement is that unique and special phase of life when you shift from worrying about your to-do list to exploring all the things on your love to-do list. It's also a time to expand your interests, learn something new, make new discoveries. The maintenance-free lifestyle at Smith Village gives you the freedom to do all this and more. And while you're exploring your passions, You'll appreciate the convenience of having dining, housekeeping, utilities, maintenance, social events, fitness classes, and wellness programming all covered by one monthly charge. For a limited time, take advantage of our three-month trial stay program to experience life at Smith Village without the risk of an entrance fee. Ask about our new trial stay program by calling 773-614-6836. That's 773-614-6836, or visit the website at smithvillage.org.
And we're back, Hooley.
Oh, my God, it's pandemonium kind of here. Happy here. St. Patrick's Day, everybody. We're up here in the party room at Lizzie McNeil's. We are hosting the Sister Cities Committee, and we have the whole Cork delegation here, as well as a lot of Irish-American superstars in
our
Chicago.
Old friend Bill and Jerry Ganner are here, so we want to say hi to them.
Yeah.
The best, and I see...
Aaron Mulcahy, the queen from last year, is
Austin
here.
Austin Kelly's here. Talking away. We want to say hello to Austin.
Derry Cronin's in the house somewhere.
Else? Pat Carr is here.
Pat Carr.
And now, who's our host here tonight?
Johnny Wren is here. You know, Pat Carr, when we went to Newry a couple of years ago, and his cousin, Michael Carr, was the mayor of Newry, he invited us all to come and visit there, and they gave us lunch and everything, and it was just terrific. All right, so now we're bringing in the queen and her court. We got Mary-Kate Mannion, Maura Carr.
Hello.
Maddie Mitchell, there's Maddie. Katie Coughlin. Oh, she's in the bathroom.
Here she comes.
Katie Coughlin is coming. Hi, Katie.
And her cousin,
Nicole Coughlin, is here as well.
Right.
So, and Mary-Kate Mannion, the queen, of course.
Are you guys getting sick of us yet?
Never.
We're right on the edge, though.
How would you like to be me or Huli? We have to look at each other. We'd rather look at you. So.
You know, that's true.
So, anyways.
Now,
hey, it's a thrill to have you back.
Up? How you holding up?
Oh, great.
Incredible.
Okay, get on the microphones
incredible.
Up close.
Oh, we only got two marks. In this.
Everybody's nothing but nice to us. It's been wonderful.
How could they not be?
Great.
You know? Yeah.
And it's coming fast. Well, I'm not going to say anything because today is Saturday, in case you're wondering.
Yeah,
it's a miracle that you're on the show and you're
Thursday,
in the parade at the same time.
Right now, you're in the parade because it's Thursday afternoon right now. In radio
it is.
Time.
Yeah. See, take the microphones and introduce yourself and tell us where you're from.
Okay, I'm Mary-Kate Mannion. I'm originally from Elmhurst, but I live in Lincoln Park currently.
And you are the queen.
And I'm the queen, yes.
My name is Nicole Coughlin, and I'm living in Wicker Park right now, going to school at Dominican University.
Oh,
very good.
Yeah. I'm Katie Coughlin. Oh, wow. I'm originally from Geneva, Illinois, but I'm currently at school at Loyola, and I live in Rogers Park.
Hey, congratulations to Geneva's girls. They won the state championship.
Yes.
That was pretty cool.
Heck yeah. With the last second buzzer beater.
I know. It's great.
They did a great job. We're very proud.
Very cool.
I'm Maddie Mitchell.
I thought the way you did that, I thought you forgot who you were. Go ahead.
What'd you say?
And you said, I thought you forgot who you are.
Yeah, I was confused for a second. I'm Maddie Mitchell. I'm from Clarendon Hills, but I live in, which I'm doing a horrible job right now. But I live in Lincoln Park now, actually just up the street from.
We're neighbors. We're neighbors.
Look this way for a photo op. On the Skinny and Holy Show. That's it.
Oh, yeah, very good. You guys are gorgeous.
And I am Maura Carr. I grew up in Darien, Illinois. Now I'm living in Old Town, just around these gals.
Maura sang a song last time she was on the show.
Yes,
she did. It was an honor.
Acapella was terrific.
Yeah. It was an honor.
So we're really honored to have you guys on.
Do you know any Cork songs?
Sure you do.
Maybe ask me tomorrow. I got some time to practice.
We might have you sing a little bit later. So
Patty Holman will be singing for us later.
Tell us what your schedule has been like. Kind of hectic?
I told a couple people, we've had 15 events previously, and we have 8 events for the rest of the week.
Wow.
That's just for the rest of the week, and then we obviously have events afterwards, but it won't be as crazy as these past couple days have been.
Mm-hmm. That is just great.
Great. We're all alive, doing well, happy, ready to be here,
What's the highlight of this whole thing?
It's
probably the Skinny and Holy Show,
of
isn't
course.
It?
Of course. This is their
Honestly,
second time on
personally,
the
personally, it's the girls. Yeah. We have such a fun time together.
That's
my favorite part. We see each other less than 24 hours, and the next day we come back. We're like, hey guys, what's up?
And you guys were at the Southside Parade, right?
No, they were not.
Oh, that's
we
right.
Were at the
you're
Hawks
banished.
Game, yeah.
Oh,
I got
the
to shoot
Hawks
the puck.
Game,
she
that's right.
I missed. Don't ask me about it. I missed.
All right, we won't talk about it.
Got to meet Matt Nagy, the Bears' new coach.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah, he was shooting the puck with Mary Kay.
He was the guest shooter.
They're on the same level of Chicago fame, I think.
What was that?
You and Matt are on the same level of Chicago fame now. You both shot the puck.
I mean,
at the same
yeah,
time.
We both shot the puck. We both missed, so I'm not that embarrassed. There you go. Okay.
You
sorry.
Go.
Sorry, Matt. Yeah.
Is there an event after the parade that night or anything?
Well, we after the event, we have a reception at Smith & Malinsky's, and then we kind of bar hop around until late in the evening.
Yeah, so you might see us.
Oh, good.
It's a mystery at this point.
Make sure you get home on time. And what about your parents? Are they thrilled over this?
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, my mom's is living her true dream, so I'm on the court. My brother's right over there. Hi, Patty.
He's not on the court,
I have two
is
siblings.
He?
He's not on the court, but he's a proud Shannon Rover along with my sister, Kathleen. So she's got Irish kids running around the city of Chicago and couldn't be happier. But I know all of our – we've gotten to spend so much time with each other's families.
Yeah, and my family's coming all the way in from Indianapolis. They're thrilled. My sister's coming in from Atlanta. There are going to be more Coghlans at the St. Patrick's Day parade than that were at Christmas this year. So it's a big deal.
Yeah, and that makes it especially like a really special event for all of our family because everyone's here. You know, since we're cousins, so we get to celebrate.
Oh,
we're taking our
right.
Christmas card picture all in green this year.
Do you have any Coghlans in Cleveland?
Cleveland?
Cleveland, Ohio.
I don't believe
okay,
so.
That's
we're
okay.
Pretty, we're pretty isolated.
We do. It's like, we do. I'm not sure how, but I do know that we have family in Ohio. My grandma told me.
Why? Do you
Skinny
know,
knows
do
them,
you know
obviously.
Coghlans in Cleveland, Ohio?
I do. Yeah, my cousin was Tommy Coghlan.
We're all related somehow.
He was the CEO of Walmart.
No kidding.
Yeah. Maddie, what about you? How about your parents?
Oh, they're great. They're loving this, though. I mean, I feel Katie and I both were talking. We were lucky enough to have experienced this last year, and it's been so much fun to, you know, let the girls know just enough information to where it's still a mystery and still special, but our families are loving it, and, you know, I mean, it's very fun. My aunt was on the court in 1975, and it kind of started their tradition of going to the parade, which before that they kind of hadn't gone before, so now it's kind of fun. We get to all get together and do the same thing that they did, so it's fun.
Skinny, you know what? Last year, when I was doing the Irish American movie Hooli, who shows up? Maddie Mitchell was there.
But I missed it this year, and I was so
I'm hoping
mad.
To see all you guys there in October, September, the end of September.
Yeah, and if you guys ever get together after St. Patrick's Day, you want to ever come back on the
come
show?
Back on
we'd
the
love
Skinny and Hooli show, yeah.
Yeah, we'd love to have
you. You know
those.
Why? Because you'll have stories.
Yes, we want the rest of the story, okay?
Well, apparently a celeb came to Forever Green like right after we left, and we were like,
oh
my God.
I was there.
Who was that?
I saw him.
He was a movie
star. I don't
remember
his name. He was from Something Borrowed. It was, you know, a chick flick, but he's a good-looking man.
You can't remember his name?
No, I don't remember his name.
I've never seen the movie, but I knew he was famous, and of course we were all like, darn it, he left. But it was a fun night.
When was that? Last week?
It was last Friday, yeah.
Oh, okay. That's usually a wacky. Is it at Park West now? Is that where they have it?
It used to be. I know last year they moved to the Cultural Center, and they light that dome up.
Oh,
it's
cool.
Absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. I haven't been to that in ages. It was a complete bacchanal, as I recall.
Well,
anyway, have fun.
We're very happy to have you on the show.
Thank
if you ever want to come back,
again,
let
guys.
Us know and have
Thanks
a good
for
time.
Us back on.
Yeah, and
absolutely.
Enjoy yourselves. All take
right.
it easy up
have
in Lincoln
fun.
Park.
Enjoy it. Enjoy the ride. Enjoy your rain.
Absolutely.
Enjoy
yes,
your rain.
Yes, exactly. Okay. Thanks so much.
All right, you're listening to the Skinny and Hooli show. We're here at Riley's, we're at Lizzie's, celebrating St. Patrick's Day. We got a million people here. But Skinny, you know what? We do have to go over one thing. And you know, whenever I'm walking down Western Avenue, and I look in the window of Ken's or Hearts or Wrongs or any of those great Irish saloons. I see the ghost of my old pal Jimmy Goff through the mist, and he says to me, "Hey, Hooli, who died?"
Hey, Hooli, Delia Coyne, actually Delia Slattery Coyne, 98, wife of the late Thomas, mother of Michael and Peter, fond grandmother of many, native of Peterswell, County Galway. Funeral, the wake was at Gibbons, and it went to St. Pascal's Church up on the north side. So,
Frank Burke, 87, formerly of Dalton, but he now was recently living in Mokena, the husband of Dr. Mary Burke and the father of Anita, Catherine, and Brendan. longtime musician. I'm sure the Boyles and all those guys, thank you, Kasha, know them, know Frank Burke, and I guess it's really put a big emptiness into the Irish musicians community. So say a prayer for Frank Burke, 87 years old, had quite a run. God rest his soul, Frank Burke,
you know,
great fiddler.
I was up at the Soda Bread concert at Riley's.
Yes, at Riley's,
and
Saturday.
One of our listeners came up and said, Skinny, I just have a suggestion for the show. When you do the people that passed away, at the end, ask everyone to say a prayer for all of them.
Well, sure.
So I thought that was pretty good. Jack Gibbons, wife of Peggy, passed away. Father of Peggy, Kevin, Marie, John, Nancy, and Sally. Native of County Mayo, Ireland. Fond grandmother, grandfather of many. And he was waked and buried at St. Bernadette's, you know, in Evergreen Park.
Yes, I know it well.
Yes, and he wants the donation sent to St. Columbanus, which is an old church on the north side, buried at the Holy Sepulchre. Remember Jack Gibbons.
Joe Nelligan, age 60, loving father, Maureen Nelligan, Kelly Jones, and Megan Nelligan. God rest his soul. That guy was young, Joe Nelligan. God rest his soul. And also, you know who died, Skinny? Oh. PJ's brother, Charlie.
Really?
Charlie O'D, 88 years old. He was living in Birmingham, England.
PJ, he
was the youngest of all PJ's siblings.
Yeah.
Five boys, three girls, of eight total. So God rest his soul.
God rest his soul.
Keep going, PJ. Now, you know what? PJ wanted me to ask the mayor a question. It's too loud for that because we missed the mayor.
We'll ask him afterwards.
We'll ask him if he knew Jerry Murphy, who is PJ's cousin. All right. So say a prayer, and God rest his lovely soul, PJ's brother, Charlie.
Say a prayer for
him. All right, so we can take another break, Billy, and we'll be right back on the Skinny and Hooley Show.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame, played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's and law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Jury's $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years, and they're raising their five kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who'll be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story. If you're looking for an office in the loop, you got to check out Integrated Office Suites at 20 North Clark Street and 455 North City Front Plaza Drive in the NBC Tower. IOS has an entire floor in these two very prestigious buildings, and they offer the best in executive offices, virtual business offices, personalized phone answering, conference room and day office usage, administrative support services, and customized packages with fixed monthly invoices. Integrated Office Suites are convenient and very classy. So get in touch with our friends at integratedofficesuites.com or call them at 312-561-2300 and tell them Skinny and Hooley sent you. That's integratedofficesuites.com, 312-561-2300. You'll be glad you did.
I'm Brendan O'Brien. Back in June of 1976, a guy opened a saloon on the south side called Riley's Daughter. That guy is my dad, Boz O'Brien. Millions of pints have been poured since then. Our family has quenched the thirst of the South Side for over 41 years. The storied history of Riley's Daughter is familiar to generations of friends who've told me their tales of nights they'll never forget at Riley's. Maybe they met their future wife or hubby at Riley's, or maybe they were there for many of our White Sox, Bears, or Notre Dame trips, or maybe their grandmother once bribed the judges in our Irish soda bread contest. We'll never tell. My family has been proud to be part of that over the years. One thing my dad has taught me is that you can't have too many friends. The legacy of Riley's Daughter has been the people we've been lucky enough to meet who stop by and share their good times with us. Today, we're back in the South Side, right where we started, at 4010 West 111th Street in Oak Lawn. As Yogi Berra said, it's deja vu all over again. We actually closed the deal on our return the day Yogi died. God rest his soul. 2 years later, we haven't missed a step. If Yogi were alive, we'd tell him. Pull up a stool at Riley's Daughter and make yourself at home. If it's good booze and a friendly chat you're looking for, please stop by and say hello to my dad, Boz, my brother, Danny, or me, Brendan O'Brien. If you don't bring a story, we'll make sure you leave here with one. And if you mention the Skinny and Hooley Show, we'll make sure to put an extra ice cube in that drink of yours. Hope to see you back at Riley's Daughter in Oak Lawn on 111th Street.
And we're back on the Skinny and Hooley Show, St. Patrick's Day show. It's crazy.
And we want to thank Boz and Brendan. Absolutely. They had their soda bread contest last week. It was absolutely terrific. 151 entries.
You know,
it was crazy.
That Southside parade was pretty crazy, I got to tell you.
Yeah, it was. I was with Chris Kennedy, and you were with
Jeannie Ives.
So we got both bases covered, Hooley.
Oh, man. I walked that whole route. I was dead by the time we got out of there.
I walked it 2.5 times.
Did you really? You went back and forth. With Special Olympics you went.
And then I went back with Chris Kennedy and our family. It was just crazy.
Excuse me. Well,
no, but I'm saying I was exhausted.
I was too.
Yeah, so, but anyways, what a great crowd.
It was. 150,000, they said.
Yeah.
It was good.
I did the crowd estimate, by the way.
I thought there would have been 400.
No, it would have been 1.2 million.
Yeah, exactly.
They left me doing.
Hey, you're listening to Skinny and Hooley Show. We're doing our St. Patrick's Day show. We got Noel Chambers here. Noel, welcome to the show.
Gentlemen, thanks for having me on. It's nice meeting you both for the first time.
Oh, come on.
It's our old friend, Noel. Yeah, but Noel, you do a lot of stuff with Sandy. Tell us what you do first. What's your real job?
Well, I work for one of the greatest nonprofits in the Chicagoland area, SOS Children's Villages, Illinois. We're a foster care agency, and our mission is to keep brothers and sisters that have been removed from the home by DCFS living together as a family unit.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
Very fulfilling work. It's great.
That's good. And how long have you been doing that?
1 year. 1 year yesterday.
Good. Is that the Wolf Pack?
No.
No, the Wolfpack is a side project that some of my classmates and I started 10 years ago. And what we kind of thought was there was a little bit of a void in leadership in some of what we were seeing electorally. And we really kind of were proud of our classmates.
Where at?
At St. Ignatius College Prep. We were noticing that our classmates were doing great things in life, and with that kind of Jesuit Ignatius service-based background, we wanted to start a group that would promote people's candidacies.
Primarily the Wolf Pack.
The Wolf Pack, yeah. So we formed a political action committee.
Where did you grow up?
North side of Chicago, not far from Wrigley.
What parish?
St. Benedict's.
Okay.
Benedict's. Oh, that's great parish. Yeah. My daughter
lives
there.
So you go to high school there, too, or you went to Ignatius?
I went to Ignatius.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Chambers' family was multi-generational at St. Ben's, and then my mom's family was over at St. Andrew's, one parish over, and they put me on the Brown Line train to head downtown every morning about 6 a.m. to go to St. Ignatius.
St. Ben's is doing great now, aren't they?
It really is. The neighborhood's changed an awful lot since the 1980s, that's for sure.
Now, isn't it true, if somebody wants to get in touch with you, they could just drop by Glasgow's and they'd find you there
yes.
usually?
Yeah, that's our campaign headquarters.
There you go.
But yeah, we have
Glasgow, right? Yeah.
we have a web page at www.wolfpack.org. We have 7 tremendous candidates running this year, including our very own Gene Wren.
We've had Jeannie on the show a couple
Jeannie's
times.
Jeannie's a very highly qualified judicial candidate.
Do you know her punch number? We're trying to remember it today. Okay, just
don't know. We're going to have to go to brother for that one. But support Jeannie Run, that's important. Yeah. And then Senator Don Harmon, State Representative Kelly Burke, Judge Tony Swanigan.
Kelly Burke is from the South Side.
She's from the South Side. Yeah.
She's
Kelly Burke
my representative.
Great yep.
Did she go to Ignatius?
She did.
I didn't know that.
She was our first female member.
She's very attractive as well.
Yes. She's a wonderful human being and a great friend of our program. So we're very proud of what we put together. We had a great event at Cortino, courtesy of the Lombardo family last week.
Oh, yeah. Steve Lombardo.
Yep, Steve and Peggy.
Yeah.
And they have us, they let us use their places for our events, and we're off to a great first 10 years.
Good for you.
Well, great. Well, what's the website again?
www.wolfpack.org.
That's a great website.
It is. Yeah, I appreciate it.
Well, St. Ignatius has got...
Ignatius now has football.
It does.
Great.
We're getting there.
And they have an incredible history in this town. Father Damon started Ignatius, correct?
1869. It was one of five buildings to survive the Chicago
Damon
fire.
From Holy Family, he started Ignatius, too. I didn't know that.
Wow. And he also started Loyola University.
Wow.
He's a great man.
There, I guess so.
That's why the street's named after him, Damon Street.
Think of all the talent that's flowed through his creations between Ignatius and Loyola.
They had 4,500 kids in the grammar school.
God. Huh.
Try to imagine that.
They had nuns, though.
Yeah, but...
They were much better at controlling
like prison
people.
Guards. Yeah.
They only had seven nuns for the 4,500.
Yeah, exactly. 4,500 kids, seven nuns. That's great.
Oh, they do a great job. There's so many of my buddies that went to Froggy McGuire, Rob Lee... there's a million guys I know that went to Ignatius. And then you guys, well, the Southsiders all hitchhiked down there.
Yeah.
Because we used to hitchhike down to Quigley.
They don't do that anymore.
So our guys were carpooling at that point, Skinny. But, you know, we hit it off
with the
Southsiders.
Well, you guys were kind of like the cake eaters, okay?
Not my Northsiders. we getting a couple scrapes on our way to the train in the morning.
Yeah.
But we hit it off with the Beverly guys really well and the Southside guys. And they're still friends to this day. We all stay in touch. We just had our 25th reunion last year, and all the Beverly guys came. And
it's great.
It was amazing. So it's very, very closely bonded group, and the school's a wonderful school, and we're happy to be a part of it.
Wolfpack.com.org.
.org.
Oh, yeah, because it's not for profit. All right,
Skinny, thanks so much
for
coming.
Before you go, Noel, I want to tell you a little story that I wanted to share with you and Skinny. A New York attorney representing a wealthy art collector called and asked to speak to his client. He said, "Saul, I've got good news and I have bad news." And the art collector replied, "You know, I've had an awful day, Jack, so let's hear the good news first." The lawyer said, "Well, I met with your wife today, and she informed me that she has invested only $5,000 in two very nice pictures that she thinks will bring somewhere between $15 to $20 million. I think she could be right." Saul replied, enthusiastic, "Holy cow, well done! My wife's a brilliant businesswoman, isn't she? You just made my day. Now I know I can handle the bad news. What is it?" The lawyer said, "The pictures are of you and your secretary." Thank you. Okay.
Very good.
Noel Chambers, good luck.
Thanks, Noel. Thanks for stopping by.
Happy St. Patrick's Day to all. Thank you.
All right, good. Thanks to Johnny Wren. All right. Hey, our friend Dr. Morasso is in the house.
Dr. Ronnie Morasso, there he is.
Ronnie, there he is.
Yes, there he is.
And Kasha, our great bartender who takes care of us every week.
All right, we'll be right back after these messages from our friends.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started 80 years ago by their grandfather. Today, 15 members of the family still work together. And as in their grandfather's day, they are service-oriented and believe that the only way to do something is the right way. Flood Brothers are price competitive, so you can count on them to exceed your expectations. So contact Flood Brothers for a quote on your solid waste, recycling, and yard waste collection services. And remember their motto, "Your rubbish is our bread and butter." So call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
When your family has suffered a loss, there's one family I know who will be there for you. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Home are third generation family owned and operated. The Sheehy family has dedicated their lives serving families throughout Chicago and the southwest suburbs. Robert J. Sheehy and Son Funeral Home was incorporated in 1913 as a storefront at 76th and Halsted in Chicago. At the time, this is one of the few standalone funeral homes of its kind, was to be the first of many to come bearing the Sheehy name. The founder, Roger Sheehy Sr., was soon joined in business by his three sons, Roger Jr., Jack, and Bob. This trademark of success is evident 98 years later as Bob and Jim Sheehy, third generation, own and operate two locations in Orland Park and Burbank. The name Sheehy on their sign outside the funeral home means something. For them, it's very important that everyone be treated as if they were family, friend, or neighbor, as they very well could be. When my brother Willie died a few years ago, the Sheehys took very good care of our family, and you know you never forget something like that. Every detail is handled in a professional and personal manner. On a daily basis, the directors Bill Kiley, Mike Orico, and John Sullivan, and the rest of the staff, take great pride in their work, serving families as if they were their own. Bob Sheehy will tell you, we pride ourselves in offering the highest level of professionalism with every family we serve. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Homes, here for you since 1913.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
This is Mike Houlihan. I support Concern Worldwide. If you want to do something about global poverty, hunger, refugees, the unacceptable suffering of young children, if you want to reach people directly where the need is greatest, you should too. For 50 years, since its grassroots beginnings in Dublin, Concern has saved and changed millions of lives. It's been the proud, relentlessly compassionate face of Ireland to the world. Support Concern today at concernusa.org. That's concernusa.org. There is no more Irish thing you can do.
Our friend Jack Haggerty is running for judge. For those of us around the Irish community for the last half century, the Haggerty family has been part of our lives every Saturday morning. Jack and his family have been carrying on the tradition his dad started over 60 years ago with their weekly radio show, the Haggerty Family Irish Hour. That kind of unselfish commitment to our community is exemplified in Jack's legal career. He deserves our support in this election. Lord knows he's earned it. I'm asking you to join us in voting for Jack Haggerty for judge on March 20th. You won't find a better candidate on the ballot than our friend Jack Haggerty. Sure, he's got all the credentials, diplomas, endorsements, and qualifications, but beyond that, Jack Haggerty has the soul and disposition of an Irish gentleman. He's on our side, and he will always do the right thing. So go ahead and look up all his stats at jackforjudge.com. But take it from me, Jack Haggerty's the real deal. We need judges like Jack in Cook County. So do us all a favor and vote for Jack Haggerty for judge on Tuesday, March 20th, or an early voting starting March 5th. Thanks. Paid for by citizens to elect Jack Haggerty.
And we are back on the Skinny and Hooley Show, St. Patrick's Day Show.
I see our good friend Billy Fiegel out there. Want to say hello to Billy.
Hi, Bill.
Yes, you know, and Letty Close is here, who does such a great job.
We brought back the Lord Mayor of Cork, Declan Hurley.
Because tonight is all about Cork.
It's all about Cork. And
County Cork. Don't forget County Cork, guys.
County Cork.
Not Cork City, County Cork. But when it's all about Cork, it's also our old pal, Paddy Homan.
The greatest
Cork man to ever hit Chicago, I'm sure.
Hooley, Skinny, I traverse by roads and side roads from Indiana to get up here through traffic.
Good for you.
Nearly got pulled twice. I had all my mantra off that I was coming up to see everyone from Cork. I made it.
Well, thank you for the coming here, Paddy. We really appreciate it.
Now, happy St. Patrick's Day to everyone out there today. It's such a joyous occasion. You know, everyone from Cork thinks the world, the universe revolves around Cork. But on this day, it's St. Patrick.
Yes, absolutely.
Who could have been a Cork man, but he was a Welshman.
He was from Limerick.
We were telling Declan last year when you met Joe Carroll and how you two got along like a house of fire.
Yes. That was a lot of fun, wasn't it?
That was fun. No.
I reckon that was a dangerous combination.
It was a lot of fun. He got left in the lurch because the mayor had to go leave for a funeral, so Joe was having a good time.
Joe didn't mind being left in the lurch, I can assure you.
But by the looks of it, this annual event is shaping up to be the place to be and the build-up to everything, isn't it?
Absolutely. The place to be on St. Patrick's Day is Chicago. We all know that.
Paddy's doing a trip to Ireland. Are you guys going to Cork?
We are.
Yeah.
Good.
We're going back to my parish. You always have to take people up to the parish, you know. Pay everyone €20 not to say anything about me. And but we're going to take them up onto Shandon, and we're going to sing the bells of Shandon up on Shandon with everyone. That's on the 27th of September or something like that. Okay. But great to get back to Cork. We're going to stay in the Norton Infirmary. Do you know the... What's it called now? The hotel there? The Maldron?
The Maldron, that's right, yes.
We tried to get into the Riverlea Hotel. Couldn't get in. No. So... I hope the Norton Infirmary isn't haunted anymore.
So. I'm sure if you come across anything, you'll make, you'll make sure you're doing a... What do they call that? When you have to banish all the
exorcism.
That's the one, exorcism.
Yes. Yeah.
Will you be doing Tim Finnegan?
When are you coming to going to Cork?
September
26th or something like that, and we're going straight to Cork.
How did you know?
You know
that?
When you get off the plane in Dublin, like tippy throw onto the bus, and make sure you always have the Barry's tea and the cup of tea in Cork, and then everything else.
Kind of fouls
wakens up, you know.
There's no point coming to Cork unless you have the cup of Barry's tea.
Yeah,
that's right. You know, a couple of years ago when Ireland beat the All Blacks
at
Soldier Field, it's terrific. We came this close to having this guy sing the national anthem.
Yeah.
And they came in. Why would you have some guy from New York come to Chicago? I'm still ticked off about that.
That was MSG,
well, he played
though,
the fiddle. He
it?
Should have sang it, you know.
Yeah, but it was just... anyways.
We did it at the Drake Hotel.
Yes,
for them.
You did
it. That
with,
was great fun.
Yeah, that was great. That was when we hit the Taoiseach here.
That was unbelievable,
You did a fabulous job. He's an unbelievable singer.
Right, I think, like, a lot of people think we have an accent back home, but it's not. It's a brogue.
Yes.
And I think listening here, I think Paddy has the brogue is well and strong in Paddy.
Yes.
Well, we have to work hard to keep it, listening to 96 FM. Derry O'Callaghan, oldies and Irish.
That's right.
That's my first cousin.
Really?
Yeah, my first cousin, yeah.
Oh, you know what?
His aunt, Lizzie.
I didn't even notice that you guys had an accent.
Yeah, sure. Hey, Declan, now we have an old friend, PJOD, who listens every week. He's 92 years old. He wanted me to ask you, do you happen to know Jerry Murphy, his cousin, from Churchtown, who wrote a book, the $100 million, he made $100 million. He wrote a book called The Accidental Entrepreneur. Do you happen to know Jerry Murphy?
Oh, yes, I do.
Do you know Jerry Murphy?
I know Jerry Murphy.
There
who wouldn't
go.
Know Jerry Murphy?
Unbelievable.
Well, he's PJ's cousin.
PJ is one of our great listeners. He's one of our younger listeners.
You're the mayor. You got to know. You got to know somebody like Jerry.
Well, I say hello, Jerry, and how are you? I hope you're keeping well.
Oh yeah, and that PJ is his. His brother Charlie O'D just died this week.
Yes, this week.
Condolences to him and his family. I'm so glad I got the chance to ask you there.
Hey, you know what? I got to ask you, Declan. I retired. I do a lot of work with Special Olympics here, and Mary Davis from Ireland is now in charge of all the Special Olympics around the world.
Right,
she was just here like a week and a half ago. We had a great time with her. She's terrific. I just want you to know that.
Fantastic work being done. It's great to see people that have a disability that are able to be, I suppose, involved in society so much nowadays. There's fantastic work being done in every community around the world. And it's great to see that through, I suppose, independent living and sport as well. If you have a disability, it shouldn't be something that holds you back. It's to recognize your ability as opposed to your disability.
Yes, and everybody continues to talk about, at least in the Special Olympics world, when Special Olympics came to Ireland, the whole nation embraced it. It was unbelievable, and that was like the greatest thing ever for Special Olympics. But we want to thank you and thank all the people.
Patty, what are you doing St. Patrick's Day?
Boy, they took care of Special Olympics. Okay.
You know, we have a busy week, actually. Our music starts probably the start of the March. Tomorrow night, we're in the Richard Dree... Well, Thursday, we've been in the Richard Dree House Museum. We're doing two concerts there, 6 p.m. and 8 p.m.
Right.
And then we're in the Wentz Concert Hall in North Central College.
On Saturday?
On Friday.
Oh, okay.
And then all day today. So when you're listening in this today, drop over to the Dearborn. We have an amazing group of musicians that have been with me for these concerts, and they're going to stay on.
Where is the Dearborn?
Dearborn and Randolph.
The Hotel Dearborn. Oh, the Dearborn. That's Billy Lawless's.
Billy Lawless.
Yes.
Sure,
okay.
So we're going to be there all day today. So when you hear that, drop over to us. It's going to be unbelievable.
But it will be. Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Hey, Patty, would you do a song for us?
Yeah.
I will.
And something Cork appropriate.
Something Cork appropriate.
How long have we got?
We got four minutes.
Yeah.
Do the long version.
Well, it's almost like a scripture where one or two other people are gathered from Cork. You have to sing "The Banks of My Own Lovely Lee." Where else would you be without "The Banks of My Own Lovely Lee"?
Maybe they would like to join in.
Oh, we'll get him singing. Whenever I sing this song, I sang it more now, really. I suppose when we're going to the matches, we always sing it as well. But I've caught many a trout and salmon out at the end of the Lee Road. Castle Hole, up around there, out towards Dripsy, back around. I used to cycle out on my bike. I remember catching a 12-pound salmon one morning before school. And I saw my teacher, Ollie Cullinan. God rest him, he's gone now. And Ollie looked out and I went, "Come here." And I gave him the salmon.
Did you really?
In Kirkupon. And I never put a foot wrong anymore when I was in the North Mon. Ollie looked out for me because I gave him a salmon.
12-pounder. Yeah.
12-pounder. Yeah. Massive. So we'll sing "The Banks."
All right.
Shh. Oh.
The great Paddy Holman.
Oh, how oft to my thoughts in their fancy take flight, to the home of my childhood away, to the days when each patriot's vision seemed bright, ere I dream that those joys would decay. When my heart was as wild as the wild winds that flowed down the Mardyke through each elm tree. Here we go. Where we sported and played beneath the green leafy shade on the banks of my own lovely Lee. Where we sported and played beneath the green leafy shade on the banks of my own lovely Lee. And then in the springtime of laughter and song, can I ever forget the sweet hour with the friends of my youth, as we rambled along amongst the green mossy banks and wild flowers. Then too, when the evening sun sinking to rest sheds its golden light over the sea, the maid and her lover, the wild daisies pressed on the banks of my own lovely Lee. You don't have to be from Cork to sing this. The maid and her lover, the wild daisies pressed on the banks of my own lovely Lee.
The great Paddy Holman.
Well done, Paddy.
Declan Hurley, the mayor of Cork County.
County Cork.
So we want to thank everybody for coming
tonight. Have a great St. Patrick's Day. Yeah. Careful there in the parade. Thank you, Paddy.
And thank you to Hooley and Skilly here, who always do a great job. Great stuff.
Happy St. Patrick's Day to everybody, and we will see you later.
Bye.
Tune in next time for the Skilly and Hooley Show.
The Skilly and Hooley Show is recorded in front of a live audience.